Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Yeah. Ghetto children singing. See, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all them. Gotta use it only if necessary. Homie, investors is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind of beauty of life. But when my mom said, again, you could be Christ, I wasn't old enough to hold my d***ing P-right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging. Splitting duchess up, strap up, the army's a school, teaching smart ways to go. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool, got me thinking out loud. Sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals I build. With dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish scales the cops, huh? The time come, I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holsters. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Of the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. A black gorilla, crib and blood and one only. Just know my face, I be the case for the wish at the police. Look at the name Lake, go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new Huey
Newton. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force of what we fight for. My heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlist and more and talk less. Watch all and trust none. Demand your respect and be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule the strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson, I'm sorry about your brother.
They will
starring Gary Dordan from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Free the line. Revolutionary greeting. Welcome to another edition of Jordan Emerson Radio. I'm your host, Blue Mind Secure, where our goals are fivefold. Our first goal, to eradicate functional literacy among new African prisoners. Our second goal is to eradicate cultural ignorance among new African prisoners. Our third goal is transferring the criminal mentality to the new African mentality. Our fourth goal, to assist in the rebuilding and stabilization of new African communities. Our fifth goal, to prepare new African prisoners for release, reducing new African recidivism. Our overall goal is transferring the whole prison industrial slave complex within the prison system into the big institution learning through educational means. And upon doing this, transform the mindset of the individual that are inside, so when they get on the outside, they'll be able to build successful institutions and programs that are geared to the people need and to build a new African nation. Before I bring in our guest tonight, I'll let go of some events that happened in history during this week. On April 30th, 1983, Robert C. Maynard buys the Oakland Tribune, which is a new African newspaper. On May 1st, 1862, Union forces assumed control of New Orleans, bringing Union Army to direct contact with thousands of slaves and freed new Africans. On 1863, Confederate Congress passed a resolution that branded new African troops and their officers criminals. Resolution in effect doomed captured new African soldiers to death or slavery. 1866, April 1st to 3rd, white terrorists, supported by police, attacked freedmen and their white allies in Memphis, Tennessee. 46 new Africans, many of them Union veterans, and two white liberals were killed. More than seven were wounded. Not 90 losers, 90 homes, 12 schools, and 4 churches were burned. 5 new African women were raped. Okay. In 1941, A. Philip Randolph issued a call for 1,000 new Africans, 100,000 new Africans, to march in Washington, D.C. to protest discrimination in the armed forces and war industries. In 1950, Gwendolyn Brooks became the first new African to win a Pulitzer Prize. In 1981, Dr. Clarence A. Bacody, historian and political scientist, died in Atlanta at the age of 75. In 1998, Ezra Cleaver died at the age of 63. And Louisiana, Los Angeles. Okay, May 2nd, 1844, Elijah McCoy was born. He was an inventor with over 50 patents. 1879, Nanny Helen Burr's educator was born. In 1920, the first game of the National Negro Baseball League was played. In 1930, Dr. Amar Abdel was born. He was one of the co-founders of Freedom Republic of Africa, one of the co-founders of the NCOBRA, one of the founders of the Malcolm X Society, and the overall New African Freedom Fighter, was a former political prisoner, part of RNA 11. In 1963, more than 700 new African children protested race segregation in Birmingham, Alabama, are arrested, blasted by fire hoses, clubbed by police, and attacked by police dogs. On May 2nd, 1973, in the New Jersey Turnpike, Conrad Zaid Malik was murdered, and Sundar Coley and the South Shakir were incarcerated behind enemy lines for various charges, murder charge and murder of the pig that occurred during that time. They were charged with murder of the pig. In 1997, Queen Mother Moore returned to Essence. She was the mother of modern-day reparations. One of the founders of Freedom Republic of Africa, one of the founders of NCOBRA, overall Freedom Fire, and a legacy. In 2013, the FBI puts in a $2 million bounty on South Shakir, cause of the most wanted terrorist. She's a new African political exile currently. March 22nd, 2016, a Freedom Shakir returned to Essence. The mother of late Tupac Shakir, former political prisoner and a conscious citizen of Republic of Africa. On May 3rd, 1845, Macon B. Adams became the first new African lawyer admitted to the bar, passed examination at Worcester, Massachusetts. 1898, Septimus Clark, Civil Rights Activist, educator born. In 1948, Supreme Court ruled in Shelby versus Kramer that federal and state courts could not enforce restrictive covenants that barred persons from owning or occupying property because of their race. 1968, New African students seized Finest Building on Norwich University, demanding new African-oriented curriculum and campus reforms. On May 4, 1891, Providence Hospital opened at 29th and Dearborn Street in Chicago, the one of the first training school for new African nurses. 1897, Joseph Smith passed the lawn sprinkler. In 1921, the Chicago Real Estate Board unanimously votes to expel members who sell houses in white neighborhoods to new African buyers. On May 5, 1905, the first issue of the Chicago Defender published Robert Abbott. It was a new African publication. In 1943, a new law requiring that all marriage license indicate the race of the party to be married takes effect in California to help enforce the state's existing ban on interracial marriage. In 1971, a riot occurred in the Brown Recession in New York City. In 1987, Thomas V. Barnes defeated Mayor Richard G. Hatcher and Gary N. in the primary. On May 6, 1787, the African Law Number 459 organized in Boston with Prince Hall as master. There was less than a month after the founding of the Free African Society, and the two events, one occurring in Philadelphia, the other in Boston, testified to a powerful leap in group consciousness. 1812, Martin Laney was born. Martin Laney was a lawyer. He was a pioneer black nationalist. He was a revolutionary. He was born in Charlestown, Virginia. In 1860, President Eisenhower signed the Civil Rights Act of 1960. In 1922, Lord Richard Civil Rights Act was born. In 1967, Reed Fame released the Atlantic album containing the hit R.E.S.P.E.T. Respect. You know, those are the events that happened in history during this week. You know, we know there are many more. I want to thank everybody who followed our broadcast in 2014. I'd like to salute everybody who currently educating themselves in the community and their environments. I'd like to shout out to all the people that are currently by enemy line. They're constantly educating people and putting out Zion, Leaping, and Korean programs and continue to fight for their freedom. You know, tonight, I'd like to welcome to the show tonight, Brother Kush, Brother Kevin Kush. I'm about to open Brother Line up. Let me get this thing started. Free the line, brother. Your line is open. Go ahead. How are you doing tonight?
Free the line. How you doing, brother?
Body me necessary, brother. I'm strong, safe, and sane, man. You know, first of all, thank you for coming to our broadcast, sharing knowledge and understanding. Thank you for working here in the past, present, and the future, right? Before we start this out, man, tell the people about yourself so they know who exactly you're talking.
All right, free the land to all my brothers and sisters in the territory and beyond. This is Brother Kush. I hailed out of the Harriet Tubman District, Tubman City, out of on the eastern shore of Maryland. I'm a combat trainer, boxing coach, conscious New African for 10 years. What we do, we help foster in a different way of life for the youngsters in our area through combat, the importance of physical activity and what it does to the mental and the physical and the spiritual with your body. We feel that it's important for everybody that's out there to realize how important it is to get up and do something throughout the day, throughout the week, whether it's 1, 2, 3 minutes a day. Consistency leads to results. So the more you get up and do something, the more it's going to lead to better results for you overall for your body, mentally, spiritually, and physically. With this way of life, I truly believe that that the youngsters, the young brothers and sisters that's out there, they will be more inclined to search out and seek something different in life once they obtain the knowledge of knowing how to work out and utilize their body in a way that could help not only themselves but others around them.
Okay. You know, it said that you started, you helped organize a community that was called, what is actually Block United? What exactly is that, Block United?
Well, it's an organization I started from my comrade. him and his comrades. I came into the organization a little bit later on in life. But again, I know their basic principles was to help educate, clothe, feed, and protect the citizens of the community, the uneducated, I should say, on a new outlook in life. Like I said, I came around a little bit later in life when Block was already started. But when we definitely linked up, we definitely helped stop the murders, single-handedly helped stop the murders in a part of a neighborhood that it was murders like every week, or, you know, shootings every day. So we helped, you know, bring in the energy from the ancestors to help eradicate that. And so, you know, Block is a helping hand, you know, the link up, forgive me if my signal go in and out too, because I'm in the gym right now and I had a great signal, but Block definitely is an organization that, you know, self-explanatory, you know, we unite different factions around the city to help, you know, foster a new way of thinking for the youngsters around the community.
Okay. Okay, you know, you say y'all stop the murders, right? You know what I'm saying? What exactly was taking place, and how do y'all go about doing so, you know, to stop this, stop the murders and the crime? What exactly was taking place, and how do y'all went about doing so?
Physical activity. It might sound crazy, but that's how I introduce myself to the youngsters out there, through physical activity. And I'm a boxer. So I was bobbing boxing for a while, and not only that, I wore the colors, you know, in the competition of University of Philadelphia in 2012. I won the Lucius Blackwood tournament at the University of Philadelphia, and I had on the colors, the red, black, and green, waving high and proud. So you know, they took that and they seen what I was doing, and you know, they gravitated toward me, and you know, when you're out there amongst the youngsters, and you know, they got their own way of thinking. And, you know, I didn't try to come to them and try to force feed anything to them. You know, I met them where they were at. And you know, a lot of them like physical activity. A lot of them like fighting and, you know, slap boxing and things of that nature. So what I did was I said, hey, man, I can utilize this. So I showed them. I went out and I became, you know, that inspiration in becoming a boxer and winning belts and things of that nature, and you know, and still came out there after the fight, and I would go right out on the block, you know, hang with the cast, you know, and still speak, you know, positivity to them, and you know, sit them down and just talk to them. Sometimes you just gotta talk to them, you know. Sometimes you just take your time out today and just sit down and talk to the youngsters out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't try to force them to stop selling drugs either. You know, because I can't do that. If I would have did that, then I would have met, you know, the wrong energy. You know, you enlighten them and tell them, hey, man, it's a different way. And you know, once you do it, it's on you. You know, if you do that, it's on you. But I it's a better way. If you just look this way, if you lean this way, you know, you won't have to do those things. And so, you know, like I said in the beginning, consistency leads to results. So we were consistent. Well, being out there with the youngsters and telling them and being in it and telling them it's a better way. You know, through all the shootings, through, you know, the people getting murdered and getting shot and think drugs being sold, through all that chaos, we were still there in their ears telling them it's a better way. And eventually it clicked on. It clicked on, you know. And then once it clicked on, we kept doing it. And we fed the people. We did concerts for the people. We educated the kids. You know, we did Kwanzaa events. You know, we threw block parties. I did free physical training throughout the week for individuals that want to come out and get a training, you know, get the train on, free boxing lessons right out in the neighborhood. And so, you know, they gravitated toward that, and they started, you know, saying, hey, man, this, you know, it feels better in this part of the neighborhood, because we had a piece of property in the neighborhood, and we did a mural on the wall. We painted the wall the colors, you know, we painted the mural, and at that mural, no one could do anything, that certain section in the hood, no one could do anything in that area. And, you know, it was a project just to see if it was going to happen, but, you know, the ancestors are strong, the energy is strong amongst the ancestors. And so once we did that in the neighborhood, it was no drugs selling on the corner. There wasn't even no police presence on the corner. They didn't even touch the corner. You know, it wasn't no shootings, it wasn't no murders. All around that little section of the neighborhood, we stopped that just from the energy. from us, you know, bringing out the knowledge to the neighborhood and to the guys, you know, and not force feeding it to them, just, you know, giving it to them, you know, slowly. And so, you know, it wasn't nothing real special that we did. It was just that we were consistent with our practices and what we were doing in the neighborhood to help, you know, eradicate, you know, the crime that was out there.
Okay, okay. That's a beautiful thing, man. You know, we need it. We need that. Need that education and peace in a lot of our areas, especially when people had a criminal mentality when doing criminal things. That's a transformation within itself, right? You know.
I was telling one of my students earlier. You know, as far as coming, me personally, I can't speak with nobody else, but you know, I've seen it, but. Me personally, man, I feel that if you know how to do hand-to-hand combat, alleviating the weapons, you know, the guns or the knives or anything like that, if you know how to just throw your hands, if you know how to if you know self-defense, you won't be so, you know, gun-ho. You know, you won't be so ready to shoot and go kill someone. You know what I'm saying? So we got to kind of calm that down first in the youngsters. We got to, you know, because everybody shooting is fly now, you know, to go ride on the op, you know, and swing the block, you know, circle them and come. That's fly. They make it fly and rap and all this, but that ain't fly. It ain't fly at all. You know, number one, you point the weapons at the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other story, but, you know, that's not fly at all, man. You know, so we got to get in the youngsters' brains again, you know, that being a warrior is what you're supposed to be. Not a soldier, not going out there shooting everybody, being a warrior. You prep warriors for war. That's what warriors are, get ready for war. You know, so, and when you're getting ready for war, you learn self-discipline. You're learning that self-discipline so you're not so ready to go out there and grab that joint. You know what I'm saying? Keep it on tuck just in case you need it, but you ain't so ready to go out there and, you know, go shoot up everything. You most likely you're ready to go out there and throw your hands. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how to fight. You know self-discipline. You know that discipline. You know you ain't got to pick up no gun. I don't need no gun to – my body is a weapon. My hands are a weapon. My feet are a weapon. My head is a weapon. I am a weapon. My knowledge is a weapon. My brain is a weapon. So I don't need no pistol to take you out. You know, I don't need that. That's for chumps. You know, and if you want to use that, you utilize it in the right way. You know, so just getting that message out there and keeping that message out there, making it fly. Even with the freeing the land, we gotta make that fly for the youngsters. You know what I'm saying? If we want more of the youth to gravitate toward, you know, to what we got going on, we gotta make it fly to them. We gotta make it, we gotta grasp their ear. You know what can we do to make them? This is the way I want to roll. This is the way I want to go. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it like this. This ain't working. What, you know, what I got to do to go this way? You know what I'm saying? So we just got to figure out that recipe to make that happen. Like I said, we did it on a small level. We did it on a small level, but we're looking to do it on a major level. We're looking to do it nationwide. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, like I said, man, we got to stay consistent with what we're doing. We got to believe it's going to work, first and foremost. We just can't do it to do it. We got to do it, and we got to believe that it's going to work. And we got to believe that the youth are going to gravitate toward what we got going on, or, you know, a different way of life, you know, and instead of the path that they're choosing to walk right now. I want to speak real quick for the people that's listening. I want to speak real quick on the benefits of fitness and hand-to-hand combat. All right, so the benefits of fitness and hand-to-hand combat allows control over breathing during stress and enhanced performance with a high heart rate, more oxygen for the sympathetic nervous system to operate with. It also enhances soldiers' mental fortitude and overall well-being. All right, for the sympathetic nervous system, for those that don't know what it is, sympathetic nervous system is a network of nerves to help your body activate its fight-or-flight response. The system activity increases when you stress or you're in danger or like physical activity. So, you know, once you trick that sympathetic nervous system, man, but the only way to really do this is to put your body into that rigorous, some would say pain, you know, take your body through pain and torture so you could you know, click on that switch, you know, because once you click on that switch, your body goes into, okay, yeah, now I'm a completely different person now. I'm not that person I used to be. I'm a completely different human being. You know what I'm saying? Now I can protect myself. Now I got the self-discipline. Now, you know, I know the ways of a soldier, of a warrior, you know, and I don't have to act out in certain ways now. But now my mind's open. Now I'm more in tune with what's around me. And also I'm more in tune to the knowledge that is being given to me. And so I can take that in. I can take it in more. I can receive it better. You know what I'm saying? And I can hold it close and put into actions what is being told to me and what I'm accepting. You know, I'm sorry, but what I'm receiving from the person who has given me the information or the knowledge that I need to receive. So if you in when I was training people, you know, out in the community, free community activity, physical training. I was getting people who never worked out a day in their life. I was getting people who worked out a little bit, you know, and I was getting people who worked out somewhat or whatever. But the ones I was mostly looking at are the ones who didn't work out and the ones who never worked out at all or the ones who worked out a little bit. Because I knew within, if I can change their mind, if I can get them past that, man, I don't want to do this no more. Man, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Man, I feel like I'm going to faint. Man, I feel like I'm going to do this. Now, if I knew if I can get them past that point, then I know that they'll be a completely different person. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters out there, I got them past that point. I was called all type of names. You know, I want to quit. I mean, everything that you can imagine, you know, they were throwing at me and they were saying. But I didn't give up. I did not give up at all. I didn't. You know, I stayed consistent with telling them to come out there, being in the air, and kept pushing them. And after a month, brothers and sisters, after a month, they were a completely different person. They were driving weight. They were seeing life differently. They were feeling different. Their energy was different and everything, you know. But with life is a powerful life. When you're dealing with life, you won't always stay on that path that you're supposed to, because you got all these other obstacles in life that knock you off. Well, no matter what it is, everybody got their own path, obstacle they got to jump. Everybody got their own hurdle they got to jump over. Everybody got their own mountain they got to climb. Well, no matter what it is, I don't know what it is, but whatever you're going through, I'm telling you right here, right now, if you start to work out, no matter how long it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes a day, if you start to work out, your brain activity will change. It will do a 360. All right. I know most people say, well, I'm up in age. I can't work out now, or I never worked out before, or it's hard for me to work out, or I'm overweight. There's so many things that people can say about working out, except I'm going to start tomorrow and actually do it and then start from that day forward and then continue to work out throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, whatever it may be. If you get up and you do that, man, I promise you, man, it's you will live a lot longer. You'll feel a lot differently. You'll be more inclined to say, hey, man, I want to choose this. I think I want to go over here and do this thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to do this today, you know, and not just sit in the house and watch TV and be on Netflix or surf the web or anything like that. You want to get out and do some type of activity. Get out and get that vitamin D, breathe some air, do things like that. So I believe that, you know, my contribution to the nation and to the people abroad is to help them foster in a new way of thinking about, you know, that physical activity, you know, how important that is. And I know, you know, through the kids and the people that I've trained, it's a great way for them to lend me their ear. Now I got their ear because I'm training them now. Now they're listening to coach. I'm like their sensei. So now they're listening to me. So now, you know, they're more inclined to be like, okay, your coach is right. So if I can utilize, if I can continue to, because I don't know everything. I'm not sitting up here saying I know everything, how to do all this. I'm still young when it comes to gaining knowledge, you know, on our people and helping build a nation. I'm still young at that, but I'm all for it. Nation building to me means this is what I want to see in life. We knew how our ancient brothers and sisters, they built different structures and built civilization back then. What I want to do right now with my people here in this land right now, I want us to get together. I want us to bring a nation together. I want us to build something for our descendants, for the people, for the generations that's coming after us. I want us to build big statues, you know, monuments and things of that nature, like we did in the past. You know, like we did in the past. I want us to build, you know, so we can show the kids and the individuals of the future of who we were, what we did. You know, because it's very important. We're studying what our ancestors did, whether it's in ancient times or whether it's doing more modern times. But what are we going to do, or what are we going to do at this time, right here and now, 60, 70 years from now? What are our descendants going to be saying about us on what we did, like we're saying about our ancestors, what we did? So it's very important for us to be able to say, hey, man, we got to leave a legacy. We got to leave some type of legacy to say we did something. And the only way we can do that, excuse my language, is getting up off our ass and getting our bodies in shape. Getting our bodies in shape. Because if we're not doing that, then we're sitting around and we're thinking that this thing, trying to free the land, is possible, but it ain't possible. We can't free the land if we lazy sitting on our asses and not doing anything. We can't free the land. Excuse my language. We can't free the land doing that. No, we got to be up. We got to be active. We got to be strong. We got to be warriors. You know, if you're talking about the front lines, you got to get up and do some type of combat training. That's the only way for it to work. And you can't do it no other way. You got to get up and take your body through that rigorous training and say, hey, man, we getting prepared for a battle. You know, so, yeah, so just to the people out there, I ask that y'all stay consistent with what y'all doing, man, and actually do something. You know, do something. Push yourself beyond your abilities. Cope effectively with adversity and stay calm under pressure. All right? Remaining totally focused on the task. Confidence and self-belief. You got to have that. You know, you got to have that. You got to say, I can do this. We can make this happen and make it happen and make strides, you know, to making it happen.
True indeed. I have a question for you, right? When you hear the name George Jackson, what did that mean to you when you hear the name George Jackson? What did that mean to you?
When I hear the name George Jackson? What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
If I sum it up in one word, it would be revolutionary. If I sum it up in one word, it would be revolutionary, man. Like the things the brother did, the things he went through. For the youngsters that I ask, and this. You know, it kind of gets at me as well. You know, certain brothers and sisters, they can tell you about Malcolm. They can tell you about, you know, Asada. They can tell you about, you know, different brothers and sisters, Robert Williams. They can speak a little bit about, you know, people here and there. But when it comes to other people other than, you know, our leaders, they can't really say anything about them. They can say, well, I read a book when I was in prison, but I can't remember. Or this or that. And I think that's very important. That's very important for young brothers and sisters to read books like Comrade George wrote and you know, and the things that they put out there. I think it's very important for the youngsters to read that, because once you start reading the knowledge that's written down and the things that's written down for our brothers and sisters, the political prisoners and that were locked up. Once you start reading those passages and stuff, it enhances your fight ability. It, for me, it did. You know, it was like when I sat down and I read it, I'm reading these things. It's like, okay, all right, if I can utilize this, if I can take this, if I can utilize this, and take the same energy that these brothers and sisters had and they put into the world, if I can utilize this in my modern day and time through combat training and speak to them about these brothers and sisters while they're training and not preaching so much of you know, like a forceful hate, but an enlightenment, as I would say, you know what I'm saying? And
And not only walking through life, can't walk through life thinking it's all gravy, because there's brothers and sisters that were locked away, who were killed, who were raided, you know what I'm saying, that went through these experiences that you might not ever go through in your life. But if you read what they went through, and if you sit down and you actually soak it up, not just read it, but retain it. When you read it, retain what they were saying. Once you sit down, and on top of you already training physically, mentally, and spiritually, when you read these things, you'll walk through life, you know, you'll walk through life and become more of a, you become more of a warrior. You will become more of a warrior. You become more in tune with your people, with our people. You'll become more in tune with wanting to get your own nation and getting your own land. And you actually do the work, to put in the work, to actually go out there and say, hey, man, this is what I can do. This is what I can contribute to freeing land, because our brothers and sisters in the past, they went through this, they went through that, you know. So it's a must, you know. We have to thank them by going out and getting up and making ourselves strong mentally, spiritually, and physically, and carrying on, you know, in our own way what they had, and learning from the mistakes that they went through, and carrying our own torch and creating something for their brothers and sisters now. So we can ask that question later on. What you think about when you hear about the name Brother Kush, you know, like you just asked me about Brother George Jackson. So other people can say, all right, what you think about these brothers and sisters? So the only way to do that is for us to continue to learn the knowledge from our ancestors and stuff that they went through, to be able to utilize it to go and make strides out in the world today.
Okay, true indeed. In regards to the conversation, right, you know, we got so many various things happening in our community, man, especially from police brutality, mass incarceration. You have all these groups running around, wipers and other things, right? But people are actually not defending the people, right, for real, man, you know. And this is a very significant conversation, because people are not actually doing it. When people start doing it even more, we have a better chance in regard to saving our youth and saving our family and saving ourselves, right? We start doing the things that we need to be doing, instead of just masquerading or trying to shine for social media, what we're doing, right, which is really some chaos. You know, and I want to say, right, how significant is it for us to have our own self-defense apparatus, especially in modern day and time? How significant is it to have that?
All right. So it was one of the last warrior kings in Africa. His name was, you ever heard of Setsuyo Kapende?
Nah, not
ever heard
me.
Of him? Setsuyo Kapende, from 1857, 1872, he ruled Zululand. One of the most deadliest African warriors. He was a great war hero. He defeated the British. And one of the biggest.
Yeah, I know. That's the one they call Shaka Zulu. That's who they call Shaka Zulu. Yeah.
Setsuyo Kapende.
It
was in the battle of Isandlwana. I think Isandlwana, I believe. The British suffered a crushing defeat. But and it's just self-explanatory, all right? And it's just simple, okay? You see how the oppression nation set up and put their, put their military and everything into existence. This is self-explanatory. It really is. So for the people that's listening, if the oppressor nation set up their own military and police force, what makes you think that we don't need our own? Okay? Why in the world would I want to walk around my neighborhood knowing goodness well at any time you can run down on me, you can run up to my house, you can harm my family, you can shoot me and get away with it, you can lock me up for 100 million years? What would make someone think that I would not want something to protect me from that? That's first and foremost. You know, if you're walking around with a gun and a vest in my neighborhood, what makes you think I don't need a gun and vest in my neighborhood? Obviously, there's something going on that I don't know. You in my neighborhood with a gun and a vest, and it's a lot of y'all. So, and we walking around without them. So, nah, man, I ain't cool with that. I ain't comfortable with that, not at all. Nope, I ain't comfortable with that. What I'm comfortable with is my people learning self-defense, learning the same thing that they learning, you should be learning. We should be learning tenfold. We should be learning that tenfold. You see, we live in a time where anything can happen at any given time. And so if you're dependent, if we're dependent on calling somebody else to come help us in our neighborhoods, we already lost, brothers and sisters. We already lost. We already lost. You know, and also that makes us look weak. It makes us look weak. We got to depend on these to come help us. Man, get out of here, man. Nah, I'm not. You don't need to help me. I can do the same thing you do and better. And my people can do it too because we done it before. All right? We done had our own defense. We done had it. We done had it. Ain't like we haven't. We done had it. So we just got to get it back. And the only way to get that back, we gotta foster in an ideal to make it, you know, to make this thing amongst the youth to make it fly, so to speak. You know, it's cool to know how to fight. It's cool to have to be at no self-defense. It's cool to know knowledge. It's cool to know your laws, and for people not to take advantage of you when you're at a traffic stop or walking down the street or getting raided. It's cool to know your laws and cool to know these things. It's cool to know self-defense, to know when someone is about to run down on you. All right? It's cool to know that. It's cool to know when the oppressor's about to try to get you. You know what I'm saying? That's fly. You know what I'm saying? Set your surveillance up. You know, we can do this. We can do this as a nation. We can do it. You know what I'm saying? We can do it as a people. You can go out and buy yourself some cameras. You know what I'm saying? You can get your license to carry. You can do all this. You can do all this. You know what I believe? I believe the nation is wherever our people are at. We ain't got the land right now, but wherever our people at, that's the nation. And that's how we got to look at it. Wherever we are on the map, wherever state, province, town, hood, wherever you at, that's New Africa. We're going to start like that. We're going to make it, we're going to make that, that's where you at. Wherever you at, make that New Africa until we get our land. Until we get our land, wherever you at, make that New Africa. All right, we ain't got to start. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna take a little time to get the train running or whatever. But wherever you are right now, if you ain't on the train, get your bags packed, make that New Africa, put your flag in the dirt right now. Set it up, you know, and start like that. Start with your household. Start with your household first. Start training with the people amongst your household. Your brothers, your sisters, your mom, your dad, your uncle, your cousins, your sons, your daughters, whoever it may be, start training with them. Start training with your people first and start spreading out to the rest of the family, to friends and family. Do a community gathering where you work out and do boxing lessons. If you got any coaches out in the nation, out there in the world, look out for your people. Show them how to defend themselves. You know, start a community program, free program, where you show these people how to defend themselves. Show them. We do. We did. Show them. Keep showing these people, man. Like, we got to stop. We got to stop. We have to stop saying we need this, or we need to do this, or we need to do this. Nah, man, we got to do it. We got to do it. We can start today. We can start tonight. Wherever you are, whoever's listening to this podcast, whoever's listening to this, whoever's listening right now, we can start today, tonight, united. We can start united. We can focus on the same task, getting our people healthy. First of all, getting them out the house. You know, getting them out there and doing something. Our elders, pick them up by the hand. Help them out outside. Help them do an exercise. Help them raise their arms up. Help them do punches. Hold their hands and help them do punches. Help build them fibers back up that's inside their arms. You know, us as men, us as men, we can start to get older. Our muscles start to hang because of muscle dystrophy. You know, those fibers start to break down. We got to learn how to build those fibers back up.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll feel strong. Once you feel strong, you feel confident. No matter how old you are, you feel confident. You know what I'm saying? Like, and before we leave this planet, before we leave this earth, man, before we leave planet earth and go into the next realm, we got to say we did something to help our people, man. We really got to say something we did to help our people and help foster in this new African way of life. You know what I'm saying? No matter who you are, no matter what background you're from, no matter what your religion is, where you at in life, you know what I'm saying? You are a new African. You're that, and you got to believe that. You got to believe that, and you got to say that. Say it on a daily basis. Not just when you're getting together around your brothers and sisters. Now, wake up and say it. Throughout the day, say it. Before you go to sleep, say it. And start to believe that. I believe that once more people start to do that and more people start to see it in your community, they'll start to gravitate toward it. I know they will because I see it myself. I know they will. For a fact, I know they will. We ain't trying to. Everybody's not going to come along. Everybody's not going to be there. That's fine. Everybody's not going to be there. But the people who are there are going to be the people that stay there. And they're going to be the people that take it serious. And they're going to be the people who put in the work. And they're going to be the first people on the land. But we're going to get our land. You better believe that. We're going to get it. They're going to be the first people on the land, set up on the land, building. So, again, we need to wake up. We need to get up. You know, we need to get up. We need to get up and say, hey, man, like, enough is enough. And we got to start training. We have to start training. It's like, it's a must. You know what I'm saying? If you want to live longer, period. If you want to live. Get up. You got to get up and do something, man. You got to get up and do something. But it's very important for us to have our own security force. It is super important. You know, we're not out here saying we're going to get our own security force and go invade this. Nah, man, we like being protected. We like feeling comfortable. That's why. That's what's fly about it. We like feeling comfortable. Yeah, we like being physically fit. You know what I'm saying? We like being mentally, spiritually, and physically fit, you know, for our people. You know, we like being conscious, new Africans. That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? And you know, so it's very important, man, to foster in that that physical aspect in life, man. Because when you foster in that physical aspect in life, it's more easier for you to talk to these youngsters and say, hey, man, come on this way and let's go ahead and close ranks. Let's go ahead and open up ranks and then, you know, and start this thing and we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, it's very important, man. I think everybody out there should definitely look into some type of physical activity throughout the week, throughout the day, because it's hard to build a military when your soldiers are weak.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You don't want
yes,
a military
sir.
With weak soldiers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
soldiers
sir.
Who can't even run, who can't do a push up. We can't do a jumping jack. How you gonna defend anything?
You can't.
You know, so
can't.
You can't defend anything. You can't do nothing. You know, and you dependent on somebody else to do it for you. I know everybody ain't gonna be not everybody gonna be a warrior, but it's very important that you still be healthy though. It's very important that
you still
be healthy. You know what I mean? The warrior's gonna come. The warrior's gonna be there. But, you know, but the big thing is the support as well. Also need support. You definitely need support. But, yeah, man, get up and do something with your life, man. And that's the first start. That's the first start to trying to bring people together to create a cadre, a military, to bring it together. You got to do some type of physical activity, man, so you will feel strong enough to be able to say, hey, man, yeah, I want to be on the front line. You know, so yeah, it's very important.
But we need to close, right? So, what are your final thoughts for the people who are going to hear this? We're hearing it now. People are going to hear it in the future. What are your final thoughts you want to leave them with?
Tales are told of the unearthly might and sheer determination of African leaders who altered the continent's trajectory. Their extraordinary abilities to tear enemies apart are celebrated to this day. They are hailed the true African heroes that liberated or at least attempted to free their people from external influence. That was quoted by our brother Simon Ayub, A-Y-U-B. I think I'm saying his name right. Again, people, we are a nation. Okay? We are a nation amongst a nation. All right, with no land and no military or no financial backing. All right. We need to handle those three things. We need to handle those three things, man. That's very important. That is extremely important. The first one is the physical. It's the physical, baby. We got to get up and we got to be able to protect ourselves. That is the number one thing. All right. Make sure we get up and we protect ourselves, and we make sure we retain that knowledge on how to protect ourselves. All right. So I want to leave y'all with peace and blessings, man. And just know whatever you're going through in life, just know that, you know, cause like I said before, man, if you stay consistent with whatever you're doing, man, whatever that you're doing, results are definitely not that far behind. Okay?
Yes, sir. You know, again, I thank you coming to our platform, sharing that understanding. Thank you for being prepared for it in the future, right? And may success be upon you in all your endeavors. If you got any loved one, comrade, social behind enemy line, please look into Jordan University. You'll be fine on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, on social media. You can also email directly at jordanuniversity71@gmail.com. You also go on our website and check us out at georgejacksonuniversity.gdu.com. Again, it's georgejacksonuniversity.gdu.com. Law and the Resistant, Law and the Guerrilla, and Free the Land.
Free the Land, brother. By any means necessary.
Yes, sir. By any means necessary. Yes, sir.